Hey, besties.
Welcome to the BFF Bookcast.
We're your hosts, Teresa and Katie.
Before we jump in, we just want to remind everyone that what we discuss are our own thoughts and opinions. Just remember, we are here to have a good time.
And as always, please check trigger warnings before reading any books we will be discussing. And beware, we curse like the Bat Boys probably do during their annual snowball fight.
We're back.
We're back physically.
Mentally, not so much.
On vacation still.
You know, I need to actually.
It's like we went on a bender this weekend, but we didn't touch one. Well, you had maybe one glass of wine on Friday.
Yeah.
But you'd think with the way that we acted all weekend and how tired we were, that we had literally drank our body weight in alcohol.
Yeah.
I guess that's what happens when you hit the age of 30 and above.
I just think, honestly, like, it's more like I was, like, socially hungover.
Yes, 100 million, bajillion, quadrillion percent.
And then, obviously, the anemia. It honestly just kicks my ass. And I didn't really sleep Friday night because, obviously, I was in pain. But I felt good to just kind of, like, relax.
It was so nice. So, yeah. Teresa and I went to, if you have not heard us
talk. By the way, this is our recap of Sweetgrass. Yeah. If you're here for Powerless, we rearrange things. That's next week.
Yes, sorry. So we went to Charleston. We got there on Friday. Teresa and I were in bed Friday night after dinner by like, what, 9:30?
Yeah.
So like an average time. Went to the event on, we will recap the event in further detail in a second. But we got back from the event. It ended at 6. We probably got back to our hotel, let's just say by 7.
Yeah.
We were in bed after a shower and read all night and didn't speak. We had Disney movies.
But when she says read all night, she really means I fell asleep at 9.
I was going to say, we read till about 9, 10, the latest.
Yeah.
And then we slept from that time into the next morning till like 7. Got up like old people early in the morning.
Yeah.
Putzed around Charleston downtown. Came back to the hotel by 4.
Yep.
And immediately again got right back into bed after sitting outside in the patio in the sun
for
a little bit.
We did sit in the sun reading for a little bit. We went back upstairs probably around like 5:30, started getting a little chilly. And then we did not leave the room after
that. We were in bed reading and still had Disney movies on all day and ordered takeout.
What's better than laying in bed, watch it, like Disney movie playing in the background, book in hand?
And you know what's nice about, like, okay, you're going to know who these people are. We're such good friends and comfortable with each other that, like, I don't need to speak any good to you. We don't need to fill the silence with words.
No, please don't.
Literally don't fucking do it. Is that a Diet Coke?
Mm-hmm.
I might need to walk away and make myself one. But yeah, like, it's like, I like that about us. Like, I don't need you to talk just to talk and fill the void.
No, honestly, whatever you do, please don't talk just to fill the void. Like, if there's something to say, look, don't get it twisted. We were like chit-chatting 98% of the time.
100%.
But it was literally just like lay in bed, not speak.
Yeah.
And then just like at one point, like I fell asleep.
Yeah.
I woke up. Katie was like reading. Then like we were also just like back and forth, like waking up in the middle of the night.
Well, that's what like, so like we would go in between spurts. Like we would chit-chat, like pay attention to the movie. Then we would chit-chat. We would scroll. All of a sudden our Kindles would be in our hand. It was like organic. It was very just like whatever. Like, we weren't forcing a conversation. The conversation didn't need to happen.
That's how you know your best. I mean, that's definitely how you know your best friends, but that's how you know you've had a long friendship, too.
Yes.
Because it just is so nice.
It is so nice.
Not speak.
Like, literally, my husband's like, wow, that must have been, like, wonderful. I was like, yeah, I wish I could have just stayed longer.
Yeah. Because, like, I mean, like, think about it. The day before, like, Saturday, like, it was just meeting, like, new person after new person after new person, which was amazing. Not complaining about that whatsoever. But it was just nice to decompress.
You don't realize
how like,
the high
draining.
You were on, like what you were on until you got back to your hotel.
Yeah.
Even like I'm someone who needs to eat every 2 hours. If I'm not eating, there's something wrong, especially after that 2 hour mark. I was surviving off of granola bars, which for me is extremely rare. It's also extremely rare for me to do that while pregnant. Like it's even like a double whammy. But we were surviving off of granola bars.
Yeah.
It wasn't until you and I sat down on the floor, like hours into this event.
Yeah.
Hours, like we're talking, like I'm not talking about like 2 to 3 hours, I'm talking like 5 hours, where we were like, oh shit, if we don't fucking eat right now, we're gonna pass out.
Because I think that we had breakfast at like 9:30, 9:45 ish, and then we didn't eat again until like 3:30.
That is unheard of for me.
I said, that's unheard of for Katie. That's not that unheard of for me. Like, I will survive off of like just like a granola bar.
I literally looked at her after like 5 minutes being on the phone. I was like, if I don't fucking eat right now, like something bad.
Yeah, like I had like a yogurt for breakfast today, and then I had like a cup of soup for lunch, and like that's all I've eaten today. Well, and I had two Reese's. But you know what I mean? Like I will subside off of like almost nothing until I can get to a meal. Where Katie's like every 2 hours, like she needs to be fed.
I had eggs and like a English muffin for breakfast. 2.5 hours later, I actually ate lunch at 10:30 in the morning, and it was like pasta with a pork meat sauce and broccoli. Then I went for a run, and then I had a smoothie. That's very late for me today. Yeah. I just had no time with work. So like I will be hungry on my way.
Yeah, but like we were just moving around and like chit chatting and talking. So like when we finally like took like a little break to just like sit on the floor, that's when I realized I was hungry too.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was about 3, and then we ordered Chipotle for us, Tori, and Mary, and then we went outside and like sat on the floor out there. We were all like,
literally, didn't speak. We were just eating and stuffing our
faces.
And
it was honestly, I think we waited until the perfect time to eat, because it gave us like a second wind, yes, like right at the end when we needed that extra boost.
So towards the end of the event.
Well, should we start from the beginning?
Let's start from the end. Let's do things backwards.
Okay.
So we're at the bounce end, around. So as you all know, or most of you probably know with Sweetgrass, you buy tickets. That's it. You just buy like one general entry ticket. You get there day of. They said you were supposed, okay, so correct me if I'm wrong. You know what? We are going to go to the beginning for a minute.
This also to preface, this was our first ever author event. So we didn't know what to expect, but I think I know what you're going to say. And all of the events work the same way from what I understand.
But so you're allowed, so you were supposed to be in line by like 9. People were there earlier to get wristbands.
No.
Okay.
9 was check-in.
Okay.
For registration. Yes.
Okay.
Wristbands was never going to start until the doors opened at 12.
Okay.
And that is how all events, to my understanding, work.
That's what I assumed. I still think, so when we got checked in, and we got checked in line at noon.
Yes, they started walking the line. It wasn't noon, it was before noon, because we were in by like 12:30, 12:45.
If you want like these wristbands, because again, they sold 1,100 tickets and had 600 wristbands per like ticketed author.
Yeah, so not every author was ticketed.
Correct.
But the more popular ones, like Elsie Silver, Devney Perry, Al Kennedy.
Liz Tomford.
Yes. The more popular, or I guess like the more like well-known ones were ticketed or wristbanded, whatever you want to call it.
So like we knew some people that got there super early. So the minute the doors opened, they can run and get. You wanted to line up if you were dead set on meeting some of those ticketed authors.
Yes.
Whereas like, I think, so this is what Teresa and I did. And I really highly recommend doing what we did. If you're going to an event for the first time, set a low expectation. And I don't mean to be like an asshole when I say that. I mean, just we were there for vibes, to meet people, experience our first book event. And the two of us had a discussion and it was like, hey, who are our top hearts? And I'm not talking like top 10. I'm talking like top 1 to 2, maybe 3 authors that we need to meet.
Yes.
And that's how we're going to function off this. And anyone else we get signed by, we get to talk to and meet, that is an added bonus. Yes. And I will say, I think our outcome was like so incredible because of that mentality.
Yes.
And this was a smaller event. So just bear that in mind as well. Again, we know nothing of any other event, just what we have experienced this past weekend.
Yeah. Like we wanted obviously to meet some authors, but we also like Katie only brought 3 books to get signed. I brought 11. Like there were people who brought like 100 books. And like, we kind of just like went in like, I have to meet the Ritchie sisters. I have to get my copy of Kiss the Sky signed. Like I brought 3 books just for them. They were like the one when I wasn't feeling well Friday night, I was like, I'm going to go to this event, get those books signed and leave if I have to, if I still feel like shit on Saturday. And then I ended up feeling okay. And like, obviously we were there, we got in line at like 10 AM. And we were there until like a little bit after 6. So like I was fine all day, but like I was like, if I can just get those books signed by these girls, I can leave and be happy. Yeah. It's really fun to meet. That's the thing too. I didn't really care about getting my books signed.
I just wanted to meet the authors, chit chat, and meet people.
Yes.
And we met some incredible human beings.
We met a lot of like great humans. We met a lot of people that we've talked to online, yeah. like, and now we're putting like a face to the name.
Like walking in, the first thing we did when we walked in, you guys beelined to the Richie table.
Yes.
I happened in passing to see Kylie, who is, Kindle Me Crazy. And literally the two of us screamed.
I saw Katie hugging her and I was like, I'll see her in a minute. I got to get these books.
Yeah, I mean, I have never read the Addicted series. So like to me, I was like, oh my God, Kylie. Like yeah. it was so much fun.
Yeah.
I only brought three books for a few different reasons. They definitely read a lot more authors than I have. I don't own as many of the romance books. I will say I also went in with the thought process of if I have to buy a few, which yes. I did, then I'm okay with that. I'm actually really happy with my decision to bring in less.
Yeah.
I think for that specific event, if I had 50 plus books, my ass would have been in line at 8 a.m.
Right. Well, that was the thing too. So like, yeah, like our friend Kylie, who we just talked about, she got in line, I think at 6 a.m.
She was the first person in line.
Yeah.
She made the line.
Which like kudos to her. God bless America. Because yeah. could never be me. We were like, at first we were like, let's try to get in line around 9. Then we were like, at least by 10. And we got in at 10. And again, there's only two authors that we didn't have a chance to meet.
Yeah.
Which were Elsie Silver and Elle Kennedy, which Elle Kennedy was like one of my top ones, but like, it's fine. Like, that's the thing too. I'll survive. I don't care that I didn't get to meet her. Like, my life is going to go on. I know a lot of people, if they didn't get to meet one of their favorite authors, would be really upset. I just don't have the energy, honestly, if we're being honest. Like, okay, if it was Taylor Swift, my ass would have been in line 3 weeks
ago. Well,
and
I think that's the thing too. If you were like, Katie, this is someone I need to meet with every fiber of my being. Yep. Can we please get in line at 9 a.m.? I'd be like, bitch, I'm there.
Yeah.
But that's not how we handled this.
Okay, so we met this angel.
Angel. From heaven with wings and a halo.
So at the end of the night, it's like 5:30-ish. And Elsie Silver, at that point, she was like, I will open up the line whether you have a wristband or not. Yes. I will stay until every last person has at least one book signed. At that point, I think like things were like moving along. Like you were not having a conversation with her.
No,
you were literally
getting
a signature and you were out. At least like that's what I think happened. We did not stand on the line. It was crazy. She actually ended up staying until like 7:30.
I was not staying there till 7:30. No offense.
No, I had a pre-order from her. So like I have a sign. I love her books, but like meeting
also,
her
is there
not
are other events. And
my,
again, I know some people maybe don't have the privilege to go to all these different events.
No, I know.
And I mean, we don't really either.
This is our one and only event.
Like it's an expense no matter what you think about it. But like, if we really want to in time, to me, it's like I can either order a signed copy or if I really want to meet her, we'll go somewhere else down the road.
So we were like, okay, fuck that line. Because it was crazy. But I was like, let me get on the Elle Kennedy line because if they eventually are like, okay,
we weren't too, like, we were right behind the ticketed people.
Yeah.
So it wasn't
was like,
that bad.
Yeah, no, the Elle Kennedy line wasn't that bad. So I was like, I'm just going to stand here. And then if they're like, okay, like, she agrees to do people who don't have a wristband.
We'll get in so fast.
Then, like, I'm like, okay, I'm on the line. Like, what's the worst I get? And I stand here for 20 minutes and then whatever. Anyway, we start talking to this girl in front of us. We're just, like, chit-chatting, you know, girls being girls, whatever. At that point, we realize she has a hard stop at 6. She's only going to finish signing for people with wristbands. So at that point, I was like, all right, like, I'm just going to get off this line. There's no point to stand here, whatever. Yeah. Long story short, this angel, Taylor, which what is her handle? Because,
I'll look it up. But we locked eyes.
Yeah. My back's to her. Katie locks eyes with her. And Katie's like, Teresa, she's going to, like, do the, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Because Katie's like not speaking
I was not
English.
Speaking correct
anyway,
English.
Long story short, Elle was only signing 4 books. That was like her
booking it with Taylor.
That's what I thought it was.
I was thinking it too, but I didn't want to say it and be wrong.
Yeah. Anyway, so she was only going to sign. She was only going to sign 4 books. That was like her max. So this lovely angel put one of her Elle Kennedy books away and took my copy of The Deal.
Mm-hmm.
Took a picture of my little name tag so she would get the name right and had Elle sign my book to me.
Well, she no.
Yes.
I thought it was to Mrs. Garrett Graham.
No.
I apologize.
It's to Teresa.
Okay.
My Addicted books are to Mrs. Carter Cobalt.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
Yes. And it was just, like, the nicest thing because, like, she had to sacrifice one of hers so that I could have a signature, which is, like, the nicest thing ever.
It was really, really kind. She could have just been like, see ya. And we would have been like, we didn't give a fuck.
Oh, no.
Wouldn't even thought of to ask. Like, we were just like, okay, like, it was really great meeting
you. I would have never asked that from anybody because we all are there for, like, kind of the same reasons. But, too, like, I also just, like, really wanted to meet Elle in person. Yes. We, like, have exchanged. That's to me, like, people who I've, like, DM'd with, I was, like, more interested in meeting.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, oh, like, I kind of want to meet her, like, whatever. Anyway, it didn't work out, but she, like, does. That's the thing, too. Like, I had fun. I did have fun. It was a really, like, fun, exciting, overwhelming day.
Yes.
But I love a one-on-one author event so much more.
Yes.
So, like, would I go to another event? Yeah. It would have to be the right event. Because, like, we were, like, looking at some of them. And honestly, like, this one had the most authors that I, like, have read and care about.
Yeah.
Where, like, some of them, it's, like, they have so many, but, like, I only care about five. And I just feel like that would be so overwhelming trying to find where they are, trying to get respect. Like, I would it just would rather, like assist story. An author yeah. and get Agreed. To meet more, like, I don't even want to say influencers, just get to meet more fans. Because I had, like, so much fun meeting new people and talking to the fans. Yes, like, it was, okay, like, Devonny Perry, it was amazing to meet her in person.
Yeah, she's a wonderful human being.
But also, like, she's the popular person at this event. You know what I mean? Like, people want to meet her. So, like, our conversation with her, while it was amazing, and it was, like, 5 minutes, like, we got to, like, you know, spend some time with her. We kind of had to keep the line moving. Yeah. Whereas, like, if we were just, like, assisting, like, I don't know, I like just, like, meeting random people online and, like,
talking
having conversations.
Talking to some of the readers that were just, like, around you was honestly amazing.
Honestly, that was my favorite part, was, like, meeting new readers. And
even
like,
talking to like some of the assistants, like we got to meet Logan and Ashley, who was assisting Devonny. And then even like, so Morgan, okay. So like perfect example, like Morgan Elizabeth has been on the podcast. We've DM'd with her.
Another Jersey girl that we love. Yeah.
Love a Jersey girl, but like we've never met her in person. Right. So we just wanted to meet her. Like we are fortunate enough to have a lot of signed books by her.
Yes.
So we're like, we're not going to get a book signed, but we just really want to quickly say hello. But it was like so cool to also meet like her team of people, like Maddie, who does her covers, again, exchange DMs, but like have never met in person.
Yeah.
And all the other girls that were with her were like super, super cute too.
Yeah.
Nicole Fiorina and her family were like fucking adorable.
Literally. So her husband and her son are there assisting.
Oh my God. And like the internet sucked in this place, which makes sense. Like, it
when
was
you have
so
a lot
much,
of people
yeah, like,
in one place, yeah.
But I wanted to buy the hardcover Hollow Heathens edition. It is a YA edition, but it's her covers. She does such good
Also, can we talk about the fact that she made a YA edition of a
yeah,
book?
Which I thought was kind of cool. Yeah. Like, so if you're not into Spice or Open Door, whatever, however you want to say it, like, she made a YA edition. So, like, I really wanted it. It's fucking beautiful.
Honestly, the cover, it's amazing.
It's amazing. So, like, I was trying to purchase it. The internet was down. Like, I couldn't, like, scan the card. Her husband is, like, I'm so, like, apologizing profusely. I was like, I can only just come back and purchase this. Like, I don't want to hold up the line. He's like, you will stay right here. I'm like, you got it, sir. Like, and then he was like, do you want this sign? I was like, no, no, no. She's already speaking to other people. He goes, no, you need, like, something. Even if it's, like, you know, like, it's, like, an NF. Like, something. I'll get you something. You stay right there. I was like, okay. Like, he
literally
was just so
sweetheart.
Cute. Like,
and
what,
like,
a cute family event.
And, like, him just, like, telling his son, like, go do this. Like, they were, it was just so cute.
It was, like, so wholesome.
So from the beginning, obviously, we get in, whatever, blah, blah, blah. We immediately run to the Richies. I'm, like, me, Mary, and Tori are, like, shaking.
They were shaking.
Like,
we lost Tori's phone because of how chaotic this whole meet was for them.
And, like, it was perfect, too, because, honestly, like, in my head, they are the most popular authors there.
Somehow there was, like, zero line.
I think that Elle Kennedy and Elsie Silver, like, I understood, like, how they sold out so fast, which was, like, I was so afraid it was going to be them. We run up, we're like, can we get wristbands? The woman's like, you don't need them right now. You can just go right up to them.
I couldn't believe it.
Like, we were, like, there was just two people getting signed. I'm like, how is nobody bothering them? Like, the Addicted Calloway series is so popular. They were just recently, like, all, like, published, really published. I don't know. It just wasn't.
It was perfect timing. When you walk past their table later, those lines were insane.
I'll say later on, it really filled up. So, like, we got to have, like, a good conversation with them. We all got to get our pictures with them. They personalized our books for us. So it was, like, so serendipitous that it, like, worked out that way. And then Tori lost her phone. So Tori's tell-all is her at, if you're interested, in her Instagram.
Which you should be.
Like, she's just a fabulous person in general.
Literally want to stick her in my pocket and take her home.
No, same.
Yeah.
Like
the cutest little Georgia peach you've ever did see.
Yeah, and honestly, like, she's my daughter because I'm so much older than her.
I literally, when she was telling us her age, I was like, oh, that's, like, our age. And then, yeah, like, I'm like, literally, kind
of, yeah.
And then I'm literally sitting there, I'm like, fuck, Teresa's, like, 9 years older than her.
Yeah, no, I am. She was, like, graduated high school in 2015. I was like, I graduated college in 2011.
I graduated grad school in 2015.
Yeah. Like, girl.
Girl.
Anyway, loved her. But, yeah, so, like, we're standing, she takes, like, this adorable picture of me, and then she loses her phone. No, but we found it. Somebody picked it up, gave it to one of them.
It was very kind. It was,
I mean, like, I didn't think anybody was going to steal it, because
I feel like readers are generally a very good, like, true blue group of people.
Yeah, and if you're going to steal somebody's phone, you're not sticking around. You're leaving that event immediately. So, like, I was like, it's here.
Yeah.
We just need to find it. We found it immediately. After that, that's when we got the Nicole signature.
My top priority was Nicole Fiorina. And if you haven't read Hollow Heathens and you like a paranormal, gothic-y, witchy-ish vibe book, that's it.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
There were also some authors, so like Candy Steiner, she was also technically sold out of wristbands, but she was getting through so quickly that they ended up giving out more wristbands. And then you have authors like Elizabeth O'Rourke, who wasn't a ticketed author, but was ended up being so popular that they ended up having to do a ticketed system. It was just a little mayhemy, but again, like I said, the only people that we didn't get to have sign our books were Elle Kennedy and Elsie Silver, which like, unfortunately Elsie will be doing an event at the Rip Bodice for Wild Love, but we can't go, but I'm assuming that she will continue to do events in like New York. We live literally like
in the perfect 30 location.
Minutes from New York.
Yeah.
So many authors do signings.
That's kind of like what our mentality process was. Yeah. If we really want to see someone, we'll keep our eyes peeled, look at other events. Like Therese was saying, like, it wasn't the end of the world. I know for some people it is, and I validate that 110%.
Like, if I didn't get the Richie signature, would be the end of the world for me. Like, just because Elsie's not one of our priorities doesn't mean that, one, we don't fucking love her.
Exactly. Like, she was a priority, but she was like a, I want a Nicole Fiorina, like,
yes,
and whoever else fall, like, Liz Tomford was, like, number three for us, like, that's kind of, like, those were our top three people, and, like, Teresa and I stuck together, like, we did not really separate,
no,
especially because, like, there was shitty service, like, we paired up, it is what it is,
and, like, we had very similar authors that we wanted to meet, where, like, Tori and Mary had other, like, Gianna Darling was one of them, which, like, I'm not a dark romance girl.
Same.
So, like, for authors like that, we split, where I was like, okay, like, we're going to go this way, you guys go this way. But, like, it was also a small venue where I can be like, oh, I see them in line.
100%.
Because, like, we were online for Liz, kind of holding their spots.
And we could see
them at the Gianna Darling table. And, like, we're both getting, like, they're getting close to Gianna, but we're also getting close to Liz. So, I'm like, you guys, you might have to get back in the line if you're not, and whatever. Everybody was really nice, too, about that. I was like, we're saving a spot for our friends. Nobody cared. It wasn't, like, really cutting.
No.
Because everybody was just trying.
You're also going to these places.
When your wristband is up, like, you kind of have to be, like, so people were just being so kind and, like, letting people kind of jump in, like, when they needed.
Mm-hmm.
I was so happy to meet Liz. I mean, like, been a fan of hers for, like, 2 years since my
online came out. Another wonderful human being. Every single person we met was just a wonderful human being.
Yeah, I, like, didn't have so a bad experience with anybody besides one of the volunteers. But you know what? Honestly, it is overwhelming, too.
To be honest with you, having to look at numbers, check to see where people are, you're probably getting asked questions left and right.
Yes.
And then, you know what? I'm just going to speculate, but some people, when they are a little bit more anxious, even asking can come across as being rude.
Yes.
So I'm sure after a certain point in time, too, as the volunteers are experiencing all this, they might not mean to say things that they do, but, like, we kind of, that's when we walked away and we had lunch.
Yes. We were like, because that's the thing, too. So they're like, letting like 10 people online at a time.
Yeah.
So like we go up and they're like, oh, we're at 118. And we're like, okay, great. We're at 129. And they're like, okay, so come back in a little bit. And then you go back and they're like, okay, we're only at one, like we're still at 118. And I'm like, okay. And then like,
why after 30 minutes were we not moving?
Like, which that's, again, fine.
But it's okay to ask.
And I understand
questions.
That it's probably frustrating to have the same person come up to you.
Like, yes.
The one girl, like when we got online, like she made us laugh. She was like, you girls like were scaring me. Because I was like, we only had Elizabeth O'Rourke and Liz Tomford left.
Yeah.
And both of those lines,
we're not moving.
They weren't moving. And like, we weren't, our numbers weren't called yet. So we just kept bouncing back and forth being like, are we up yet? Are we up yet? Are we up yet? So we scared the one volunteer, but she was actually really,
really
lovely.
She was more, but then when she opened up, cause like I was making the joke that like, I thought I was going to pass out and die. And she's like, don't worry, I'm an ATC. And like,
yeah,
like, oh, that's what I am. Blah, blah, blah. And then she said like, this was her first event.
Yeah.
So it's gotta be overwhelming trying to like,
imagine 1,000 people coming up to you and be like, hi, is my number called yet?
Yeah.
And then like, sometimes you would go up at the right time and they'd be like, your number's not called, but the line's real short right now. Go on.
Yeah.
So like, you kind of had to keep checking. But yeah, like Liz was just amazing, like we said. Debney was amazing. Who else did we
even
talk
like
to?
Oh, so Candy Steiner? Like I said. I've never read a Candy Steiner book, but like obviously I was in line with you guys.
Yeah,
I took your pictures, but it was like I don't know her work like until unless you talk about it. But like she was still like she's pregnant and only a week ahead of me. So,
yeah,
like, she was like oh like because then I forget who said it. Someone was like oh we have a pregnant person here too. So like we literally maybe exchanged 4 words together. But I was still like you know what like. That's a cool thing too. Is like you're just meeting new people. Like it's really nice.
I was gonna say there were so many people that like we got back to our room and I was like, we have to follow this person,
follow this person.
Like you just like make all these like amazing connections. Elizabeth O'Rourke, me, Mary, and Tori, obsessed with her. Katie's never read anything by her.
Yeah.
And now who has like 10% left of it? So like you're also getting exposed to like new authors that maybe you like never heard of before, or maybe that like you just didn't know and then you talked to more
and, like,
people.
I
and
know
they
you guys loved the one series, but it was more of like it was kind of like a perfect storm because I've been like DNFing a couple things.
Yes.
And then like even Liz Tomfer was like, no, this book is like seriously fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But like she was like, also don't listen to it, maybe try reading it because of like the humor, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So yeah, perfect storm. I was like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm gonna download it. Like I have nothing to read right now. So and now I'm like a huge fan. Now I'm like, why didn't I get that fucking special edition?
I know. The Elizabeth O'Rourke special editions. It's a deal with the devil, and then she did The Summer We Fell. Like, I'm gonna have to do a post like just dedicated to that.
They're beautiful,
beautiful covers. And then the only other special edition I got was just Reckless by Elsie Silver, which again we didn't get to meet her, but I did pick up my pre-order, so I'm happy about that. I'm trying to think of who else we met.
I'm like walking through my brain.
I know. I'm like, I can I pull up my phone and look at all the photos? Yes.
Morgan, okay, so we Richie's, Debbie Perry, we already spoke about, Candy, Nicole Fiorina. She's so teeny and so fucking cute.
Oh my God, so teeny. Speaking of teeny, Lauren Asher was there.
Oh my God,
walked by
she's
her
so
table.
I couldn't even see her. Head.
I never saw her.
No, she saw her lines.
A little, she's a Polly Pocket.
She's adorable.
Literally
adorable.
So cute.
The one, we didn't meet her, but like the one author that Tori was obsessed with,
Amo Jones.
She's fucking beautiful.
She's a babe.
She literally is a babe.
Like, all of her tattoos, just, like, a beautiful, like, face, beautiful woman in general. But
yeah.
All of her tattoos, I was like
wow,
could
like
this person be
cool.
Any fucking cooler?
Literally. Morgan Elizabeth, we saw,
We also just, like, we met some of the Valentine PR girls.
Yes, they were incredible to meet.
Who else did we meet? I feel like that's probably it.
For the Roar.
Yeah, I mean,
we tried to see Megan Quinn. That line was just, you go, girl.
No.
You go, girl.
Her line was crazy. And, like, we had wristbands, but, like, every time we would go, our number wasn't called. And then by the time that it was, like, kind of our time to go, they had just opened up the line, and the line was insane.
It
and
was
I was
insane.
Like, you know what?
Yeah.
We don't have any books to get signed by her because thank you, Good Girls PR.
Yes,
they
seriously.
Sent us all the signed books. I was like, we just wanted to meet
and
her.
She's at a lot of events.
She does do a lot of events. And I was like, we just wanted to meet
yes,
her and, like, say hi.
Her.
And I was like, and I don't want to take up time from people who, like, need to have things signed.
Yeah.
So I was like,
especially because at that time too, it literally was like almost 6.
Yeah.
And I don't know what time Megan Quinn was trying to get out of there either. So
I mean, she's like such like a nice person. She probably stayed until everybody was signed. But yeah, it was crazy. And it was it's one of the smaller events. So God bless you all for Book Bonanza and a PolyCon.
Yeah.
And all the
people
other
that
ones.
Are probably that have been to those are probably like laughing at us like these
100%. They're like, okay, 1,100 people, like relax.
Get over
there.
Yourselves.
Yeah.
I will say, I think this is if you've never been and do want to go, I like this also just because if you haven't ever been to Charleston, I think you can make it a nice weekend.
It's not in Charleston.
Oh, that's such a bummer.
It moves every year.
Oh, that's right. It does.
Yes.
We got lucky this year.
So sorry, you guys.
But if you ever get to go to Charleston, I do think it's a nice weekend.
Yeah. And I know that there were some people like upset. We were like a little frustrated at first because we didn't know what to expect with the wristband thing. I think going in, if you like set those expectations for yourself. And again, if you set the expectation, like these are my priorities and they're ticketed, maybe get in line a little bit earlier.
Yes. I think we were just kind of blown away.
Yeah.
We literally, they opened the doors late at 12:20.
Yes.
We got in at 12:45 and the wristbands for people were gone.
Yeah.
So, but like, again, Charisse and I think because we set the, like, I don't even want to say frustrated. It was more of like a, oh, wow. Like, you kind of almost expected it, but you also like didn't really expect it. But I do think what we did was the best way to handle an event.
Yes. Agreed. And then like some people were nice too. And like, if they had a wristband and they already got their signature, they were giving their wristbands to other people.
Yeah.
I did not get that lucky with
me either
with Elle, but it's okay. I did DM her and I was like, girl,
I want to meet you in a track.
New York. So, you know, working on that, but I'll slide into anybody's DMs at this point.
I mean, but actually, honestly, like Charisse and I talked about this afterwards and I'm going to say it again. Like I definitely, I would go to another event.
I would love to,
but
assist
I would like to assist.
I want to just like stand, like, honestly, when we were like waiting to get up to Debney, like, and we were just talking to Logan and Ashley. I was like,
this is so much fun.
Like, it's kind of like you're just like hanging out with friends.
Yeah.
And I would just like love to do that.
And again, like you're talking to fellow readers with the same interests as you.
Yes.
I don't know. And again, for someone who's not super extroverted, I thoroughly enjoy that.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun.
It's fun. It's fun. I did love meeting the authors, of course, but I really like just like meeting new people.
Agreed.
There were so many people too that like, I'm like, oh my God. Like, maybe I've never talked to them, but you see them and like we follow each other. So it's like, oh my God, hi. Like,
yeah. Like, this is who we are. This is who you are. Like, I don't know. Like, even poor Tori, I'm like, so you're stuck with us. We love you. Like, oh, you're ours now. Like, goodbye.
That poor group chat. She's going to be so sick of us. Like, truly, she's going to probably block. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I would love to go as an assistant. I think an assistant would be just like such a fun.
Agreed.
Experience. And again, like the assistants, because they were there helping set up like the tables and stuff for the author, they were assisting. They also got to walk around a little bit beforehand and meet some of like the other people. Like Logan forgot her copy of Caught Up in her hotel room, but she was like, you know, like I meant to bring it because I knew I was going to have some time to run over to Liz to get it signed. And then like, it's funny because then we're talking to Liz. We saw her the next day when we were in Charleston. And she was like, I was leaving and I saw Devney in the parking lot. I didn't get a chance to say hi to her. And then I'm like rolling down the window, like,
yeah. And she's like a starstruck.
She is. It's like, even like the authors are like excited to meet each other because they're fans of each other's work.
Exactly.
So.
I know, it's really cool, but I'm with you. Yeah. I definitely would love to assist somebody.
So, if you're
listening. I mean, I feel like we'd be really good at that also.
Honestly, I would be so good at it because one, I'm just like so beautiful. I'm just kidding. So charismatic, so beautiful.
We'll take your pictures. We'll help you out. We'll get your books all pretty and organized. We'll keep your stickers out.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm about to be so healthy soon, too. Like, seriously. If you guys think that I have energy now, wait.
Wait.
Give me another, 2 months.
Yeah. Wait a couple months and then see what she's all about.
Yeah, so now that's why we had to postpone Powerless, because we are both reading it. I have like 50 pages left.
I have so many more pages than 50 left.
I'm going to hold off until we talk next week.
Yeah.
But we were not able to finish before Sweetgrass, and we were not going to rush it.
No.
So.
Not a fantasy book.
You can't rush a fantasy.
You can't rush a fantasy. Even that like romances, like you don't want to rush, but you can just read them faster because they're romances. You can't rush fantasy.
No, my mom, listens to a lot of my fantasy books on Audible. And she was like, so what authors would I know that were at Sweetgrass? And I was like, none, because it was a romance.
Yeah.
It was a romance event. So I think that this is my cue to get her. I have gotten her on the Emily Henry train right now. She just did Beach Read and loved it. So I think we have to start introducing her more.
I feel like your mom had fun with goes outside one of these.
Yeah. And like, she would love Elsie Silver. My mom like loves cowboys and shit.
Oh yeah. She would love
Elsie Silver. I think she would really like the Eden series. I mean, who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
And like, I'm trying to get her into hockey romances. So. We'll see how that goes.
Cross our fingers for that one.
I mean, I'm trying to think of anything else that happened there. I hope that we don't, like, that we didn't miss somebody that we, like, talked to. It was just, we met so many people.
I'm literally trying to, like, view the floor plan and see who I can come up with. We got to meet Shay from Good Girls PR, which is amazing. Like, in person.
Literal angel.
She's got another beautiful specimen.
I was
going to
say, like,
I
just kept staring at her skin, and I was like...
Even, like, the outfit she was wearing, I was like, if I ever put that on, I would look so stupid, but she looks so fucking cool.
She is so fucking cool.
She really is so fucking cool. Who else?
I feel like that's it.
I think that was
like,
it, too.
I wanted to meet Kay Tucker. Her line was so fucking long. Yeah. Megan Brandy was there. I didn't bring my copy to Say You Swear, but I was like, we can have a book plate signed. But her line was crazy. Again, like, I was just like, you know what?
Yeah. Another day.
Another day.
You know who looked so cute at the event that was an author?
Me.
Maren Moore.
Maren Moore.
She looked so fucking adorable.
Honestly, like, I wanted to just roll her up and, like, eat her. She just, like, looked so fucking
yes,
cute.
Yes, I couldn't agree more.
Like, just, like.
Literally couldn't agree more.
No, so cute. And, like, if you want to know what she looked like, go look at her Instagram because she posted photos.
She literally looked like just like
a sweet,
a bundle
little,
of joy.
Yes, we kept, like, standing there and be like, look how fucking cute she is.
She looked so cute. Elizabeth Rourke is also fucking beautiful. Oh, like, can I look like her when I'm older?
The
please
most beautiful
you.
Woman.
I was, like, staring at her. I'm like, what the
We walked up to the table. We're like, you are so beautiful.
She probably was like, what?
She just is, like, classy, like,
yes.
older woman. Like, not, like, just everything about her just, like, oozed, like, class. And, like, she was just so sophisticated and just, like, beautiful.
Literally so fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
Unfair, really.
Honestly, like, that. Please sign me up for whatever
How
she's
do I,
on.
Yeah. Literally same.
Like
everything,
and also if you have not read her books, I cannot stress this.
I'm almost done with Deal with the Devil. So the night that was it?
It was Saturday.
It was Saturday night. I had
no. It was Sunday night because you weren't liking
yes.
the book that you were reading, and
so
I was like, "This."
I got 50% into like one of the books I was reading. I had soft DNF'd Powerless, and I don't even know if I want to say DNF'd it. Like I just kind of put it down.
Well, no,
to
you
move
didn't
on.
DNF it
no.
because we knew that
we
were
had to pick
it
up a later day.
It, yeah.
But again, we'll talk more about Powerless next week. You can read between the lines of that one. But then I was reading another book, and I kind of was like meh about it. And then I got 50% in, and then like something stuck out, and I found out that it didn't have a happy ending. So I was like, well, absolutely fuck this because I need a happy ending.
Yeah.
So I DNF'd that one. So like literally Therese was like, I don't know how many times I have to fucking tell you this, but download Deal with the Devil. I was like, you know what, girl, you're right.
Yes.
So I downloaded it and at one point I was like,
she's giggling in bed,
yes.
like laughing in bed.
Yes.
Which like I understand because I read the series. It is very funny, but I'm like just sitting there like reading it here.
And then mind you, we had to be up at 5 the next
yeah.
morning. And like we both have like I used to wake up at 5 all the time for work, so like I knew it was in my bones to do this again. But like I'm looking at the time, I'm like, bitch, is 11. Like you need to fucking put your Kindle down and go to sleep.
Yeah.
I thought for sure I was gonna sleep on the flight home. No.
No.
I got to 83%. I had all intentions of reading last night, but like I fucking crashed last night. So there's no way. But, like, it is so fucking good.
It's really good. So there's 4 books in the Devil series by her. I read all 4 in 3 days.
Yeah. I mean, they've been on, like, a high list for me because you're like, Katie, not only does Teresa A. have to say she really loves them, but she also needs to preface, Katie, you will like these.
Yeah.
Like, she knows what I can and cannot handle. And she's like, no, this is, that you need this. So I will be continuing after we read Powerless and then... We did get the Elsie Silver Wild Love.
I was saying, we got Wild Love tonight. So honestly, I'm going to finish. I have 50 pages less of Powerless and I'm immediately down.
Same. I'm
love.
Literally going to finish my one book and then be
I'm
like, I'll start.
I started a different Kindle book because I needed something to read. Okay, so I have the Powerless hardcover. I wasn't going to buy the Kindle version because that's...
It was like $13.
Yeah, it's insane. So I downloaded a different Kindle book to read and I finished it. And then I was like, okay, but I have a whole night left. So I downloaded something else, started that. But then when I got home, I was like, I had to finish Powerless. But now Wild Love just dropped. So the other book is just getting put on the back burner, honestly, at this point. And that's just the way the cookie's going to crumble. And so we did make our April calendar, which like now I'm trying to remember what it was. So next week is Powerless, obviously. Then we're going to do a Spilling the Tea. Mm-hmm. And then I think we said Wild Love.
I thought you posted it.
I didn't. Okay, no. Powerless, sorry. Next week. Then Spilling the Tea. Then on the 17th, we're going to do Just for Summer by Abby Jimenez, which comes out on 4/2. And then on 4/24, we are going to do Wild Love by Elsie Silver. So we're going to do 3 different books this month and only 1 Spilling the Tea episode. So get your asses reading, okay?
Okay. Are you waiting for me to...
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're okay, so we're done.
Yeah.
And bye. Thank you so much for listening to our episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to subscribe to receive notifications anytime a new episode drops.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at thebff.bookclub.
If you have any comments, questions, book recommendations, or books you want us to talk about in future episodes, please send us an email at thebff.bookclub1@gmail.com.
We appreciate your support.
See you, suckers.